The 3.2 billion you referred to there earlier, we reverse engineered that number and we know where that number has now come from. Mm-hmm. It's their 6,600 houses that they estimate between Donegal and Mayo. They have allowed for complete demolition of every one of them houses, and they have assumed that every one of them houses were going to trigger a 500,000 euro cap, which we know will not be the case. So it was scaremongering at its best, and it gave them a 3.2 billion number that they knew would be somewhat of a shock to many throughout the land. And it had some traction, but we reversed a lot of that. The mansion on the hill type stuff, we were able to put science to, as opposed to runaway statements by civil servants that should know better. And it showed clearly we were sitting in mid-table, and actual construction costs was the second lowest county in the land. So they're just very lucky. The Exchequer is very lucky that this is not happening across the Midland counties and the eastern seaboard counties, or it would be an awful lot more than what it is right now. So I think it's in poor taste. I think it shows the pressure that they're under from politicians, which is exactly the battle that we wanted. And I think there's a battle royale going on between them right now. Mm. And they're starting to squeak, and we're starting to see this, you know, very underhanded type approach seeping through the pores now.